Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Anywhere you are on planet Earth, you could be in one of those three places, morning, afternoon, or evening.
And it can be wonderful if you're being here. Welcome to our show. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And today the topic is instantaneous transformation.
Instantaneous.
But I can't read what it says there and have my head pointed towards the microphone at the same time.
I know. Life is just, that's a first world problem, I guess.
Yeah, it says here, join Ariel and Shia and find out how you can go from ordinary to extraordinary in the blink of an eye. Now that I like.
An Augenblick, for those of you in Germany.
Or speaks German from Switzerland.
A blink of an eye.
It doesn't take time to have your life transform. You don't have to work on yourself or do things to try to change or fix yourself to become enlightened. Enlightenment is your natural state. All you have to do is relax and you'll fall into it. What will most support you in getting to that natural state is discovering how to access and live in the current moment rather than your thoughts about the current moment, and which takes you out of the current moment of now, of course. And the thing that will get you there easiest is listening.
Particularly in this format. I know that there's lots of other ways to actively engage in the moment of your life. But when you are engaging during this show, you're likely to be doing it via listening as opposed to being distracted by all of the visual clues that are happening in your life. And it's just so easy to think as opposed to be. So today, if you allow yourself to really let your ears pull you in the moment.
Well, I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Stop doing everything you're doing other than listening. That will get you into the moment. See, if you're doing other things while listening to this show, you will miss most of what we say. It's not personal. You'll be involved in other things, and your mind can only hold on to one idea at a time. I mean, you may think you multitask, but each thing that you do is in the instant you're doing that, you're doing it. In the instant you're doing the next thing, you're doing that. So you can only do one thing at a time. You can only listen to one conversation at a time.
I actually had an experience of that this morning. I was watching a weather report and listening to a weather report on TV when Shia, who didn't realize that's what I was in the midst of, said something to me. And I heard sound, but it wasn't until the sentence or two from the weather guy was over that I realized Shia had been speaking to me and I missed what he said, even though he was very nearby. So I paused the report and said, I missed what you said. What did you say? And he repeated.
And this is what I have to say. True listening involves neither agreeing with what's said nor disagreeing with what's said. It involves hearing what another person has to say from their point of view without a internal commentary on your part. It's about allowing what they say to come into you rather than filtering it through what you already know. See, the problem with filtering life through what you already know is you keep seeing life the same way because what you're doing is basically changing what's being said into what you already know, which keeps you in the same place you were yesterday and the day before that. What we're suggesting is that you can hear what another's saying without doing something with it, like agreeing, disagreeing, or already knowing it?
We had a very interesting and wonderful event happen at the Say Yes to Your Life Monday evening in Manhattan this week.
Yes.
We have a friend, Tony, who a lovely man who at age 11 had collided heads while playing football with another boy, and 2 days later he woke up having had a stroke and his entire right side was paralyzed, and he had to relearn how to move and how to talk and how to walk. And to this day he has very significant spastic paralysis of his right side and right hand. And Tony realized something recently, and that was that at age 11 he heard information and internalized information and decided that paralysis is just something he has to live with because that's the way it is. And there are new technologies out there that allow for your brain to reconfigure itself should you have a catastrophic injury of the nature that he had. I don't believe he's actually had any of these therapies yet. But what happened was he started challenging these assumptions in his head that things had to be the way they were in the past because that's what he learned at age 11. And as he was speaking up on stage on Monday night and then later in his chair, his right hand, which is typically clenched in a spasm, relaxed and looked identical and normal and looked very much like his left hand. There's a possibility that there are things that you've been living with, conditions, physical, and ways that you've been thinking and challenges that you've been having in your life that can clear up in an instant if you simply see them without judging them.
So that's actually the third principle of instantaneous transformation, that anything you see without judging completes itself. The first principle is anything you disagree with, you keep around. And the middle one, the second one, is that life shows up in each moment perfectly, exactly as it is. So it is what it is, but that's not a shortcoming. You know, most people say it is what it is, and they mean, I don't like it, but I'll put up with it. We're talking about choosing to have your life show up exactly as it's showing up, rather than thinking it ought to be different. That's where most people run into pain, suffering, and problems.
We have a caller. Shall we take her? Jen, are you with us? Jen?
Hey, guys. How are you?
There she is. Hi. Where are you today?
I'm calling from my office in Kansas City.
Well, welcome to the show. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. I was listening to what you were talking about as far as trying to, when you're actually listening, you know, I imagine pulling my filter away and actually just letting it come in and wash over me, whatever the other person is saying, which is really cool. And I know sometimes what I've had happen is if somebody is saying something and, I'm listening to them, I will try to put it into something that I know, instead of actually listen to them. So I think that's kind of interesting.
You see that.
I also think that's really normal, Jen, to try and put it into what you know, because for many reasons. One is most of us have a pressure to be able to talk back intelligently about whatever the subject is. And also the mind is certainly a whole lot more comfortable if it thinks it already knows something rather than it's getting new information.
Yeah, for sure.
So did you call in with a question, dear?
Well, actually, I didn't. For whatever reason, I just felt like I wanted to call in and say hello. And
that's perfectly okay.
Yeah. So I wanted to say hello. I'm stumbling for some reason, and I think work's been very busy for me. We've had a great summer, but I've been shorthanded, folks, and I feel behind. But on the other hand, it's been really great. So life's pretty good over here in Kansas City. So anyway, I guess I wanted to call and say hi, and I'm going to see you guys at the next workshop, Transformation in the Workplace, here in a couple of weeks. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Well, I'm glad you're coming, because some to Transformation in the Workplace, Jen, because something that you just said, whilst it's normal speak, it's common vernacular, caught my attention when you said that you're very shorthanded and you're feeling behind. Everybody can get a picture of that and understand what that means. But inherent in shorthanded is an embedded complaint. It's not just, I have work today and I have 3 people available to handle it, or I have 6 people available to handle it. If you have 3 people to handle it and you normally have 6, your mind automatically thinks I'm shorthanded, as opposed to taking and looking how to best distribute the work among the people that you do have.
That's awesome.
Because that extra complaint is an inhibitor to you being able to be the most productive, effective, and satisfied. And then I don't know that the feeling behind follows the complaint, but it's entirely possible.
Gotcha.
Well, wow, I'm sure cool. that the feeling follows the complaint. See, if you're not complaining, you'll deal with what's right in front of you to do. If you are complaining, you're one step removed from what needs to get done, and you're basically not doing the work that needs to be done.
Right. Complaint. Yes, I'm complaining that there's work to do and I have to do it.
well, but you see, there's always work to do, Jen.
Yeah.
And work is not a bad thing.
Notice how when you said yeah.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
it's as if we took your job away and you didn't have a job, you would go crazy for something to do. Yet you complain that this job, which is actually quite therapeutic for you because it occupies your time so you don't pick on yourself. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
When you're working, you don't have time to find fault with yourself.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I hate to go to work, but that's where that stabilizes a good portion of your life. If you were left to your own devices without having projects that called for your attention, you'd put all that attention on you and you'd be working on yourself thinking there was something wrong with you, that you didn't have a job.
Yeah. Wow. That's so true.
You know, the other thing is, even though we've been trained to complain as if this moment isn't perfect, and again, let's look at the 3 principles. First is anything you resist, persist, grows stronger, dominates your life. So you're resisting the amount of jobs you have in the ratio to how many people you're working with to handle those jobs. You resist that grows stronger, it dominates your life, and you certainly feel like you're behind. And the second principle is things can only be exactly as they are in any given moment. So if you go, to use my arbitrary analogy, only have 3 people to handle the workload right now, it's a fact rather than a deficit. And the third is anything you see without judging completes itself, which means not just that you're going to be more effective in dealing with those things, but if you have to or get to speak with a supervisor or somebody who can make an impact in the situation, it's far different if you say, I have 20 jobs on the line right now. I have 3 people to handle it. I need support in prioritizing because I don't have the staff to handle everything right now in a timely manner is very different than, I have 20 jobs on the line and I have 3 staff to deal with it and I need help to prioritize because clearly I don't have the staff to handle it.
Yeah, I see the difference and I see what you're saying, and that's exactly right. Because just the facts, Jack, so to speak, versus putting that extra hook in it or that extra, you know, that extra, whatever that is. So, that's awesome. I love that.
You know, speaking of instantaneous transformation, if you listen back once this show gets archived, Jen, you're going to hear the embedded complaint in even when you said, I just called in today, you know, to say hi. You had like this complaint about you, and this last sentence was very complaint free.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. So happy you called today. Speaking of everybody, it is a live show. So if you have a question or a concern or you want to say hi, even if you haven't met us before, you're welcome to call in. The number is 1-866-472-5795. So Jen, thank you so much for calling today.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. I look forward to seeing you guys in a couple weeks.
Great. We look forward to it also. It's going to be great. Jen, as she mentioned, is coming to the Transformation in the Workplace Seminar in New York City. It's the 19th and 20th. It's a Saturday and Sunday. There's room for you should you like to come. So you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, if you want to join us and register.
That'll be fun.
Speaking of fun,
yes.
We get to go to a break now.
That's right.
So we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We have a shout-out.
Yeah, we do. You know, we get some lovely comments from listeners on our Transformation Made Easy Facebook page. If you haven't liked it yet, please feel free to go up and just click a like. Natasha from Rochester, New York, wrote us a lovely comment. She's one of our loyal listeners. This is a shout out to you. Thank you. You made our day when you wrote to us. It was very, very sweet of you. We were talking on the break, Shai and I, that we should really define what we mean by transformation and the difference between change and transformation. Because if we're talking about instantaneous transformation,
it's rather redundant because transformation can only happen in an instant. It isn't one of those things you do over time. Change happens over time. Change is when you see what you think you need to do to be a better you, and then you go and do yoga, or you go to the gym, or you run, or you do those things that you think you need to do to become a better you. And it always happens over time. It's always a little bit at a time. It's incremental. Transformation, on the other hand, happens outside of time. It happens in an instant, in the blink of an eye. It is not about thinking about trying to get somewhere and getting there. It's about being where you are in the current moment.
And if we go back to our conversation with Jen as an example of that, I'm sure Jen, just like all of us, has ideas of what a better her would be like, what a better work life would be like. But as she was being here, being in the moment, listening, and not judging what she saw, in an instant, her complaint-filled reality transformed.
And it's easy to get lost in a complaint-filled reality because most people complain about their lives because they have the misguided belief that life could be different than it is in the current moment. You see, the truth of the matter is life shows up exactly as it does in each moment, and it's not different. It will never be different than it is in that moment. Now, that doesn't mean that things will stay the same, because life does change. It's paradoxical. But in each moment of now, you can only be exactly where you are. And what it takes to have your life transform is to discover how to be in the current moment of your life rather than think about the current moment of your life.
Well, and here you are. You're investing in being here. Complaints are easy to pick up. It's a little bit like when used to be you could smoke everywhere and you'd go into a bar or a restaurant, people were smoking, you could walk out, and even if you weren't, you'd have secondhand smoke.
You'd smell like smoke. You'd have it in your hair and on your clothes.
So you'd need to go home, take a shower, wash your clothes. Well, today is an equivalent of taking a being here shower, so thanks for being with us. And we have another caller. Let's take her.
Andrea.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Andrea. I'm calling in from Switzerland today.
All right. What can we do for you?
It's so great to listen to you, and I was just inspired by your talk with Jen, because I have a question about my work as well. And I recently recorded my new album, which will come out in September. I recorded my songs that I wrote, and I'm also teaching. I teach singing. And I felt like I have to divide these things, and I felt like I feel like if I invest in one area, it's difficult for me to keep going in the other. Do you know what I mean? I feel like
Andrea. So here's the thing. You want to make your living as a singer.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I know it would be nice, but that would be your preference.
Yeah.
As opposed to teaching voice.
Yeah.
In what you're saying, there is this embedded complaint that you have to teach voice. It's not just that you are a singer and you teach voice, you hold one as more romantic, more special than the other.
Yes. I actually thought that's not the case anymore, but as you're saying this, that's very true. Yeah.
Right.
Well, actually, I think that internalized idea may likely be with you forever.
Okay.
That one thing is better than another. I mean, I'll give you an example. Our fifth book was published, and it came out yesterday. Practical Enlightenment is the title. It's available on Amazon. It's the interior is got excellent information. We're very proud of the cover. It even includes one of my hummingbirds. We're getting great feedback on it already. And I find that I have a hierarchy where writing is higher than some other things. And so it's very important that I keep balancing. And this book was really a treat to write because we never put getting it done in front of other things, such as the radio show or working with clients or doing the dishes or getting sleep. In the past, I'd get enough excited about writing that sometimes I would drop other things, and I found that that didn't work for me. I'm very happy that everything is working all at once. So your singing can feed your teaching, and your teaching can feed your singing.
But teaching is not a lesser occupation.
I like that. I really like that. That feels very, very good, because I feel also that I love doing both things. I just love doing it. And as you say that, it's very cool. Yeah, I like that.
Well, also, most of us have the idea that we can only have one love. And I'm not talking about romantic love like Shia and I are, you know, he's my love. But why can't I be adoring photos when I'm taking photos, or writing when I'm writing, or leading seminars, or doing a radio show, or consulting clients, or working at a school, or et cetera, et cetera? Why can't you love everything rather than have to have your life be an either or?
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
You know, we were talking about the difference between change and transformation, and in the change modality, which we've all been trained in, it is either or.
And it is better and worse. So there's this dichotomy in life, this, you know, good, bad, right, wrong, better, worse, pretty, ugly, all the things that we divide and have one on one side and one on the other. See, transformation is about the isness of your life in this moment, not what you'd prefer. And see, problem is, you have singing is more glamorous than teaching.
Yes, definitely.
So that when you're teaching, you're thinking you're doing it wrong, or you're not doing it enough. You're not doing what you should be doing.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. That's cool. Yeah.
So the game is to realize you can only be doing what you're doing in each moment. And if you do that fully, it'll be very fulfilling and satisfying. But if you do it begrudgingly, thinking that you should really be doing something else, then you won't be happy in either.
Yes, that's how I felt in the last few weeks, that I even though I was working, I was teaching and I was working at the album as well, I didn't feel like I give everything that I have and my whole enthusiasm into both things. So I felt like I practically was in between. Yeah.
Well, part of that comes from that way our minds are structured, the either or. So we're afraid to really give it all in one place because we're afraid it'll take away from the other. Shai has used this incredible analogy over time that I really like. He talks about how experience comes and goes through, say, a tube. So if you squeeze down on your experience of love in one area, you're going to squeeze down in all areas. And I see that where if you think that the singing and producing a CD is better than the other, you won't allow yourself to really love the other, and then it'll take away from producing the CD. But additionally, lots of times when people are doing a creative act, Andrea, they have two things that fight with them. One is the fantasy of what it's going to do for you in the future. So you don't actually do the project because you think it's going to save you from something, or it's going to launch your career, or life is going to be so much better when. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
And the other thing is, the other thing is the fear that you might not do it good enough, or how should you do it, or just the confrontational nature of doing something that's creative.
Yes, that sounds familiar as well. Yes, definitely. But that's great. That's great. I can see that. Yeah.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I, you know what? I'll tell you something else. This just because we know you, and I actually was on a conference call with you yesterday, and I had some attention on you, even though I didn't talk to you. I have a feeling that right now you're focusing on these two aspects of your life, whether it's, you know, the am I devoting to teaching or am I devoting to singing? And I think there are other areas of your life of a more interpersonal nature that you may be holding back on.
Avoiding,
which will also be affecting your experience of your work life. Because to use Shai's analogy of everything coming through one tube or conduit in and out, if you are holding back in one area, you hold back in all areas.
Okay. Do you have like an example? Because at the moment I can't think of I know what you're saying and I get a sense of it, but I can't put my finger on it.
How about dating?
Did I put a finger on it? Yes.
Or a whole hand?
I started dating again a few weeks ago, and it's actually pretty neat. It's actually pretty cool. I feel well, but I don't know if I hold back, you know?
Well, Andrea, you're holding back in every aspect of your life. See, you're spending time thinking about how to do things.
Yes, definitely.
So that's holding back. That saves you from full engagement in what's right in front of you to do.
Okay, yes, I can see that.
Good, I'm glad, because my statement was rather strong.
No, but I can see that, because I always have the idea that I can like hold back in one area, but when you say that I'm thinking about things, that's very true. Yes, it's very true.
You know, we had a project at our house this past Sunday where we needed to move a big and heavy item, and a number of people came out
to support
us in that. And there was a gentleman who came over. His name is Mark, and we haven't known him very long, and he's just a really lovely guy. And he came out with some friends, and participated. And on Monday night, he walked in, he came early, he was glowing. And he went up to Shia and said, Shia, I'm just like so impressed. I see you living what we talk about here. And you had an idea how to move this or how to handle the logistics of the project. And you do something, and if it didn't work, we just stopped. And we looked at what was next, and we looked again. It was never about thinking. It was all about engaging and seeing and articulating and taking action on what you see as opposed to thinking. And he felt so alive. I've never seen him look so alive. You have a tendency to think about how to do it, right? Rather than to take action.
You know, I think you think about how to sing.
Yes.
Rather than just sing, rather than just express yourself, you're trying to do it right, Andrea.
Yes.
And right and wrong live in the realm of change, not in the realm of transformation.
Cool. Yes. Yes. I can see that.
You need to give yourself permission to really swing out in your life.
Can you say that again? I didn't get that.
Yes, I can. You need to give yourself permission to really swing out in your life rather than be cautious or careful.
Yes.
Practice safe sex, but don't be careful.
Yes.
Okay, we got to go to a break. Can you come back?
Yes.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are
listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Andrea, I realize, which we didn't, we have three other callers waiting to speak, so we'll have to go. But we're very excited you're coming to the Hamburg Freedom to Breathe course on October 1st and Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle, October 2nd through 4th. And listeners, you are all invited. You can go find out more on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
We have Cheryl in Hong Kong who is holding. I believe you're still in Hong Kong, are you?
Hi, yes. This is Cheryl. I am. I'm still in Hong Kong.
Okay, you're still in Hong Kong. All right.
How's life in Hong Kong?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Just finished a really nice dinner with some friends, and still very much summer here, so really enjoying that.
That's great.
So what can we do for you, Cheryl?
Topic is quite interesting about just feeling like I'm getting by and just feel like there's more to life. Ever since I've known you guys and going to your workshops, I feel more and more like I'm getting back to myself and experiencing life more. Sometimes, though, I feel in my job, even though I go about it with a lot more passion than I would have ever done in the past, I sometimes feel that there's more that I could be doing, or maybe there's something different out there.
Well, you know, I'm taken by your choice of words.
What do you mean?
Well, yes. To the mind, the moment is not perfect. The mind is always looking for more or different or better, rather than what you have is what there is to invest in. So, you know, work is pretty good, but you're not fully invested in it, Cheryl, to the degree that that's what you're up to. You're still thinking something more or something different would be better.
Well, I actually love having this conversation with you directly following the one we had with Andrea, because on some level, she's been holding back thinking if she really invests in her teaching, it will take away from her singing and vice versa. But if you really invest in where you're working, other opportunities will present themselves should they need to. But one way or another, you're going to be very satisfied with what you're doing.
Yeah, I can see when I get engaged and when I'm not engaged and when I start thinking and taking myself away. And I can tell the difference for sure, and I see opportunities that come up. One thing I wanted to ask about that or related to it is I like the job that I do. Sometimes I feel that it's a little bit harder for me. There are some elements that maybe I feel like I'm not capable of, or I find too complicated.
And I'm having a hard time tracking.
I'm not sure your question. You say that there are elements at work you're finding harder. You have the idea may be too complicated. What is your question?
Well, I guess I sometimes wonder if it's just if it really is complicated, or if I'm just thinking that it's, or like overly thinking that it's complicated, and then I don't really want to do it, or I think
you hit on it with the don't really want to. I think there's a no in there that you don't want to do something. And so what ends up happening is you complicate it rather than just listening yeah. to it and being clear about what's being said. You have side conversations with yourself and then it becomes overly complicated.
Yeah, there's a conversation that comes up strongly is that I can't do it.
Well, you can listen to that conversation and be right about it. That's one option.
Yeah.
The other thing, regardless of what work you do, you absolutely approach work itself differently than you approach your social life. The way you spoke about having gone out with friends and it's still summer here and we're enjoying it, there is an expansive yes to how you're going about that. And work is a wholly different subject category. You have an arbitrary line between one activity and another, and certainly socializing with your friends is much higher, better, easier, likable than, quote, work.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. Definitely.
Well, if you want work to be satisfying, engage in it like it's what you want to do, not what you have to do.
Like you're milking the end of summer.
Yeah, okay.
There was a big
pause
there. Look, I don't know if you should stay in this job. I don't know if it's the ideal job for you, but it's not really relevant.
No job is an ideal job. You bring your ideal to the job. If you are fully engaged, every job is an ideal job. Look, you know, it's interesting. This morning, we moved the furniture on our deck this morning. That became the ideal job because that's what we were doing in that moment. It isn't like it was something that we had to do, but it needed to be done. So we did it, but we did it with alacrity. We did it with the same engagement we do just about everything.
And we didn't do it to get it over with so we could move on to the more important, better, happier thing. You know,
yeah,
this is why this show is called Being Here. Here, in this moment, instantaneous transformation happens when you engage in this moment. It's not being here sometimes in the moments that I prefer.
Yeah, I can definitely see when I can tell when I get engaged into the work that I do that it is more satisfying. And then when I say no to it, I don't want to do it to it. Overcomplicate things.
You know, Cheryl, when I listen to the gap in time after we say something to you, I think, well, maybe it's because what I said just went all the way to Hong Kong and has to come all the way back. But I don't think that's what it is. I think you think about things a lot, and the thinking about them takes you out of real time. And real time is where life is enjoyable, when you're in the experience of it, rather than thinking about it. Like that.
Yes, because I'm thinking about, I still have that story of, well, some of what I do is really complicated and I don't feel like I'm truly capable, or I find it very difficult.
That's just a conversation in your mind that you've listened to your whole life, and you just, any new situation, anything that's challenging, you use it as your cop-out not to have to engage fully because you say to yourself, oh, I don't know how to do this. I'm not good at it.
It's complicated. Hey, look, we have a caller who's been patiently waiting. We need to take her before the end of the show. We appreciate your calling in today.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, great. Thank you. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Leanne, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, I am. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, welcome.
Well, thank you. Where are you?
I'm in Toronto right now, so I'm calling from Toronto.
Toronto, okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I'm learning from, you know, a lot of places, I guess life coaches and all that, that what you focus on, it grows. And so I did experience that, and I have my own business, and when I focus on the business side, it grows, but the creative side slides away, and the other way around. I also started to date, and in order to, for me to keep at that, because it's quite new, and I have started to do this after a really long time, I actually schedule time in the day to do it. Yoga has its own hour in the day, so I know I'm not going to miss that, but it feels to me that I'm not giving attention to everything important unless I schedule time in. And that's a lot of thinking. So.
Well, yes and no. First of all, I think it's very wonderful that you've discovered a system that works for you, that if you schedule time for things, then you don't forget them. But I want to talk about this idea that you have about having to focus on something, because that is very change oriented. In change, it's an either or, it's exclusive. You focus down on the thing that you are
doing
on
and exclude everything else.
And excluding things, in a certain respect, is a form of resisting them. It takes energy. And it's a little bit also like a camera where if you focus up, on something, you get rid of everything on the side.
You lose the three-dimensionality and the wide-angle nature of life.
And when Shai and I are working on something, for instance, here we are, we're speaking to you. Mm-hmm. We're not focusing down so that the day is lost. Like the light just changed in here because the sun came out from behind a cloud. Now, sometimes we don't register that, for sure, but there's not having to get rid of some aspects of our life in order to be attentive to others. And the idea that you'll drop one thing out if you focus on another, that probably will happen if you focus.
But, you know, that's what to-do lists are good for. You write down what you need to do just to make sure you get it done, not as though when you get it done, that's the accomplishment. It's just a matter of keeping a checklist so you just don't drop things
The other thing is, I don't think people are that skilled at moving smoothly between one activity and another. We usually want to have a gap, either where we congratulate ourselves for having done what we've done or berate ourselves for not having done it well enough. There's a commentary in our minds that happens between activities. But as you engage in being here, there's a rather smooth transition. And so, like yesterday, Shai and I had several things to do during the day. We had a conference call at 3, then we had to go out and do things. We had another conference call at 8, and we were looking at each other around 7 o'clock and feeling very romantic, and we thought, well, we could wait till after the conference call or not. And we had romance and intimacy before the 8 o'clock call, which I dare say probably made it better, but it wasn't like, oh, we're still in our workday segment. Now, of course, we do work out of our home in our home office, so that makes things easier. But our lives aren't segmented into better and worse, focus on this. It included that we had the 8 o'clock, and then when we did the conference call, it wasn't that our intimacy was the better time and we had to go back to the conference call. There's a continuity where everything we're doing is vital, whether it's moving the furniture on the deck, making love with each other, or doing the dishes.
Right.
Hey, we really do appreciate your calling in, but we've run out of time.
I see that. Thank you so much for taking my call right at the end. Thank you. I appreciate this very much.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you taking us up on the offer to call in. We'll be back next week. Next week's show will not be a live show. It will be pre-recorded because we're going to be out of town, so you can't call in next week. But the show is called Practical Enlightenment.
And that's the name of our new book, which came out yesterday.
And you can get that on Amazon. And
yes.
You know where you can find us, back here on Wednesdays or in our archives at transformationmadeeasy.com. So
come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.